Well, hello, hello. My name is Minister Craig Wiley, and welcome back to another episode of Looking Up When Things Look Down. Here I'm focused on Christ-centered recovery, and today I want to talk about exactly that, why Christ-centered recovery is so important. Oh, I have a couple guests that have been wanting to come on the show, but both of them want to sit down and talk and try to get a mindset first of what it details before they get on the air. So hopefully within the next week or so, we'll have a couple of guests come on and speak as well. It's going to be amazing. Both these people are truly gifted and been set free from Jesus. Hallelujah. With that being said, like I said, my name is Craig Wiley, and I'm a minister here at Hope Church Monroe, which is in Monroe, Michigan. And I'd like to share with you today why Christ-centered recovery is so important. You know, I was involved with 12-step programs. I was involved with AA, NA, and different programs like that for many, many, many years. Well, I'm 58 now, so probably since my early 20s, 22, off and on all my life, was I involved with these programs. And during the process, many times backslidden, many times fell flat on my face and ran back to that thing that was destroying me, that booze, the drugs, the addictions. And the reason being, I now know, is because it didn't give me a foundation. It gave me a band-aid. It gave me a way of escaping if I continued to hang out with these people and in these groups and in these circles and praise the beer, you know, and not to you know, it's kind of hardcore to say this, but it's true. They often spoke of a God, but very seldom did they put God first and foremost in their lives. And now I realize and understand that's what was missing. That's why I took so many years in recovery to finally get set free. But make no mistake, it wasn't until I came to the saving grace knowledge of Jesus Christ, the cross, and what he'd done for me, and the freedom and the grace that he gave me at the cross, was I truly set free. Other than that, I was just going through the motions. I was learning at the tables how to heal my mind with worldly things and how to stay away from worldly places and people. And don't get me wrong, there was a form of godliness there, but believe me, they were denying the power thereof, which was Jesus Christ. Now, make no mistake, I know there are several people who have a long-lasting relationship with Jesus and have surrendered their will to his will, and some of them came through AA. Now, there is some good that can be done there. There are some good things that have come out of that program. But the bottom line is this. They teach you how to put a Band-Aid on a problem. They're not teaching you how to get to the root of the problem. These are the things that the Holy Spirit is showing me, and he's really like, hey, you know what? You don't need all that. You don't need all those years, and all we need to do is surrender, and it's to surrender our will. Now, some of the steps that I learned through AA, I realize now that I open the Word of God, have been laid before me almost 3,000 years ago, and their truth and their knowledge would have set me free as soon as I got a hold of that, as soon as I surrendered my will. See, now this is what's happened. If me and you belong to Jesus Christ, and me and you have made him our Lord and our Savior, then it's no longer about us. It's about him. I am dead so he can live. I got to decrease in my flesh so the Spirit of the living God can live in me. So these were the things that AA and NA and all these programs weren't teaching me. So the fact is, now once I grasp that in my mind, that, wow, I am sick. I was born a sick sinner. All flesh is created in sin, and in sin did our mother conceive us. There is nothing perfect in this flesh, save one, Jesus Christ. The flesh was created for one purpose, and that is to die. Me and you are created spiritual beings. That's right. We are spirits. We will live forever. We are only in this flesh, this dead suit, for a short time. The Bible calls it a tent. The tent's a temporary dwelling. And everybody thinks, well, Craig, everybody's going to die. But you know what? You are going to die. The flesh has got to die in order to live how it was created to live in the spirit form. See, it was sin in the Garden of Eden that brought me and you to this place. This place, this earth, this dwelling where we're now living, where we're now breathing air, is controlled and ran by God's arch enemy. His name is Satan, the devil, Diablo, whatever you want to call him. He is the prince of the air. And this is his time. But the thing about this earth is, though God created it, sin tainted it. Sin and death are now the norm of man. And this thing that we weren't created to die. We were never going to die. But when we disobeyed God in the garden, sin and death entered in. Now, as God told us, when you surely eat of this tree and disobey me, you're going to die. That's what happens. So when I come to these tables with this sin problem that I have and trying to get a fix for a sin problem from a step that's not biblical, I'm not going to find it. God has laid before me the path in which I must go. God has set before me a straight, narrow road. God died, shed his blood to set us free from sin, to buy us back from the curse of death. Now when me and you surrender wholeheartedly to our Lord, this is what happens. We get a new mind. We don't think as we used to think. Now don't get me wrong. If you come to the altar just because your buddy tells you to go to the altar, or because you had some emotional feeling like, oh Lord, I should do it. Oh, let's go do it now. My buddy's done it. Then you're not drawn by the Spirit to do it. When you give your life to God, it's between you and him. It don't have to be at an altar in a church. It can be in your restroom. It can be in your car. It can be anywhere. Where you come to God is who you are in your heart. You come to him with all your heart, no matter where it's at. And you tell him, Lord Jesus, I know you died on the cross for me. I know that you bought me back from the curse of sin and death. And I believe you rose from the dead and have given me new life and eternity with you forever, how it was meant to be. What the first Adam failed to do, Lord Jesus, you did. You corrected his problem. You corrected the sin problem, Lord. You know, God was fully man, but yet he was fully Lord at the same time. When he walked this earth, he was fully man. He suffered, he bled, he cried, everything just like we did. See, he had to come in the shape and the form of sinful flesh in order to die to the curse. If you think about that, at the cross, he died to everything that we disobeyed in. Our thoughts, the crown of thorns, how we disobeyed God, our mind, our hands, where we stole from the tree which God told us not to eat from, our feet, how we walked and followed Satan instead of him. All these areas is where he was punished and suffered. And if you think about this, even the woman who God created from our rib, the woman, how she was led astray first and then led the man, even there, Christ was wounded and suffered and died and bled with a spear in his side. See, there's so many truths that God wants you to know and understand, but it's not going to happen unless you surrender to him. You keep going to these programs and to these different things. It's just bypassing the truth that God wants you to know and understand, and that is, without him, you can do nothing. You know, Christ said it plainly. He said, I am the vine, you are the branch. Apart from me, you can do nothing. What does he mean when he says that? He means we can do nothing but die. As Scripture teaches us, there is a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's the only thing we can do without God is die. And you might say, but Craig, we all die. No, the flesh dies. That's a good thing. That way we can live. But if we don't surrender to Christ as Lord and Savior, then you're going to suffer an eternal death. That's called the second death. That's the death you ought to fear. This death in the flesh is nothing. But the eternal death, the separation from God for eternity, that's the death that you don't want to go through. And that comes from a heart and mind that denies Christ, one that says there is no God, one that don't come to him as Lord and Savior. Sadly, if you make that choice, then you're going to share in a devil's hell. Hell is real, my friend. God spoke more of hell than he did of heaven while he walked the earth. He did. And there's a reason for that. He don't want you to go there. But it's a choice you make. God sends no one there. The only people, the only beings that are being sent there are the angels that disobeyed. And they're not human, they're angels. Hell was created for Satan and his angels. But me and you, if we decide to follow them and follow this world and this short life of nothing, then we're going to share in a devil's hell. And believe me, that's for all eternity. Scripture says there will be gnashing of teeth and sorrow like never before. You're constantly going to be in a state of mourning. You're constantly going to be in a state of turmoil, of pain. You're constantly going to be reminded of the thousands of times during your life people have spoke to you about Christ, how you've known and you felt the tugging of the Spirit at your heart, but you chose the pleasures and the joys of this short-lived life over the eternity with God. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Our Lord screams. Will it be money? Will it be fame, fortune, women, all the short-lived things that this world brings? This is why our Savior hollers at us from heaven. Focus on the things that are eternal, the things above, not the things that are below that are temporary. They have no lasting value. And this is why these programs like AA and stuff, they have no root, they have no foundation. Christ has got to be the cornerstone of your heart and your life. For you to get over any addiction in your life, I don't care what that addiction is, smoking, cigarettes, pornography, drugs, alcohol, heroin, whatever it may be, they all can be cured at the cross. Lay it there, leave it there, and walk in newness of life. Accept what Christ has done for you today. You know, you're not promised tomorrow. We are not promised tomorrow. We have to open our eyes today. Don't let it be tainted by the thoughts of this world and what the world says. And don't you think you are who the world says you are? You are who Christ said you are. You are forgiven. You are redeemed, set free. You know, it was so hard for me, once I came to Jesus, to realize I was totally forgiven for everything I had said and done in this life. All the pain and heartache I caused. But Christ said, you know what, Craig? I died for it. I've set you free. Go and sin no more. You don't have to go back to those things. You know, we live in a fallen nature and with a fallen in this fallen world, and we're surrounded by it at all times. I'm not saying I'm never going to sin, but I don't want to sin. That's not my new mind. That's not who lives in me now. He doesn't want to sin. And believe me, when I do sin, when I do fall, it was a choice that I made. I had to go against God. I had to go against the Holy Spirit, and I had to come in agreement with the devil in order to do the things in the sinful nature. See, because I've been set free, just like you can be set free. And that freedom comes from knowing what was done for me at the cross, that Christ died, took all my punishment. I'm not going to be punished in eternity now because Christ bore my punishment on the cross. He did all the heavy lifting. All I got to do now is submit my will to His and believe. And believe me, sir, when you do that, He will bless you and He will nurture you and He will guide you by His Holy Spirit all the days of your life. I'm not saying you're not going to go through hard times. I'm not saying you're not going to have struggles. We all are. The rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. But that's because we live in a fallen world. We live under the guise of the prince of the air, the one who's in charge, Satan. In this world, Christ said, you will have troubles, but be of good cheer regardless. He's overcome the world. Well, I pray with all my heart, all my mind, and all my strength that you can lay any problem, any burden, any trouble you may have this day at the foot of the cross and just say a simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I confess I'm a sinner. I know I've made a mess of things, Lord Jesus. I know I can't walk without holding your hand, sir. I surrender my will to you this day, Lord. Walk and teach me how to be as you want me to be, Lord. I love you and I adore you, and I surrender all my will and my life to you, Jesus. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, I hope you prayed that prayer and meant it from your heart, because when you do, the Holy Spirit's going to come in. You're not going to hear no lights. You're not going to see no lights and hear no voice from heaven going, ah! But believe me, things will change. You are now a new person. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit now resides in you. Well, until next week, this is Craig Wiley. And remember, it's always better to look up when things look down. Amen. Bye for now.